taking a look at sports. Well, what a game last night. Kansas defeated North Carolina, an epic game, to win the NCAA men's tournament, their fourth national championship, and what a way they did it. 72-69. Now, North Carolina had a chance to tie the game with 4 seconds left after a Kansas turnover on an out-of-bounds play, but the shot did not fall. What's interesting about this game, the Jayhawks completed the biggest comeback in NCAA men's basketball tournament history. They were down by as many as 16 points before starting out with a huge run in the second half. Kansas got the North Carolina lead down to about 5 points in the first 6 minutes of that half. The first 6 minutes. Absolutely an amazing game and a fun game to watch for basketball fans. On to other sports. We'll go to golf. According to some players, Tiger Woods looked phenomenal in practice rounds at Augusta, according to Fred Couples. Couples is very optimistic about him playing. Quote, he looked phenomenal. What impressed me the most is he was bombing it. I know JT is not the longest hitter on tour, but I know he's damn long, and he was with him, flushing it. So we'll have to see if Tiger does have the strength to walk the course and play. So we'll have to see what happens. In NFL action, there was a big trade. The Eagles and Saints swapped several draft picks, leaving both teams with two firsts later this month when the NFL holds their draft. So that's our NFL news. Daniel Jones of the Giants says now is not the time to talk about a contract option. No kidding. It's been a rocky run for him. Is he good enough to be a starter on a good team? That's the question the Giants have to look at. Whether to exercise a fifth-year option on his contract. He discussed this subject in a Zoom meeting with reporters. Quote, there'll be a time and place for those conversations. We'll see and we'll take care of that. We'll do it when it comes up. But I'm focused on what we're doing here and preparing and taking advantage of every day we have here together. He admits he hasn't played well enough. He had a neck injury, of course. But 22.38 million dollars. That's how much the Giants would owe Jones in 2023 if they pick up his option. And the Giants are the one that have to decide that. That's a lot of money, especially for a guy that's missed a lot. You know, we were used to having Eli Manning, who had to he was never not there until one of the stupid coaches took him out. I mean, Eli Manning was there every game for the Giants. Sad news out of baseball. Two-time NL batting champion with Los Angeles Dodgers, Tommy Davis, has passed away at the age of 83. Cardinals player Albert Pujols is going to make his 22nd consecutive opening day start with the St. Louis Cardinals. That'll be his return to Busch Stadium, where he spent most of his career. Let's go to NBA scores. No games yesterday, of course, because the big college game was on. Coming up today, the Nets take on the Rockets. And let's see, that's it. Tomorrow, the Nets take on the Knicks. The Celtics take on the Bulls. Taking a look at the National Hockey League from yesterday, the Bruins over the Blue Jackets 3-2. Coming up today, the Rangers take on the Devils at 7 p.m., and the Bruins take on the Red Wings at 7:30. The Islanders take on the Stars at 8:30. So that is what it looks like in the National Hockey League. All right. And that is our sports for this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. Not really a big day for sports except that incredible NCAA game last night.